SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The presidents of Harvard, the University of Pennsylvania, and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology told the House Tuesday that they were taking steps to combat anti-Semitism on campus since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. During a House Education Committee hearing, Chair Virginia Fox said the schools have a lot of work to do.
Institutional anti-Semitism and hate are among the poison fruits of your institution's cultures. The buck for what has happened must stop on the president's desk, along with the responsibility for making never again true on campus.
Also at SRNnews.com, Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville says he's ending his blockade of most military nominees.
I'm releasing everybody. I still got a hold on, I think, 11 four-star generals. Everybody else is completely released from me. Now, somebody else might, I think some, there's a few other people got holds on one or two or three people. But other than that, it's over.
Tuberville objected to the Pentagon abortion policy under the Biden administration. A federal court in Arizona is dismissing a lawsuit claiming former President Trump should not be allowed on the state's ballot next year. The judge said the lawsuit filed by little-known presidential candidate John Castro was dismissed because Castro lacked standing to bring the claim. Judges in other states have also dismissed efforts to ban Mr. Trump from the ballot. House Republicans are preparing a vote to formally launch an impeachment inquiry against Biden. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's not a political stunt.
You're seeing a very deliberate investigation following, uncovering and following the facts, following the truth where it leads. That's what the Constitution requires the House to do.
The probe is to determine whether the president and his family engaged in corrupt business practices. This is SRN News. Would you add a stranger and a strange land to your Christmas list?
The folks at Samaritan's Purse hope that you will. They're promoting their 2023 Christmas gift catalog, which allows people in this country to purchase things for poor people in third world countries. You can buy a filtering system for a family that has no clean water, or livestock for a herdsman in a place where such a gift will transform his life. Many gifts at numerous price points are available. The website is SamaritansPurse.org. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey of Muslims and Buddhists in Southeast Asia finds they are much more worried about Islamic extremists than the growth of Christianity. The Pew Research Center study examined religious attitudes in Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Singapore, and Cambodia. Still, large percentages of Muslims and Buddhists do see Christians in their countries as a threat to their culture. This is SRN News. A new study finds that students suffered learning setbacks during COVID.
The study says that the average international math score fell by the equivalent of three quarters of a year of learning. Reading scores fell by the equivalent of a half year. The test is conducted by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, which looks at 15-year-olds. So how did the U.S. do? The average math score fell by 13 points. But it was still about even with the international average. Reading and science scores in the U.S. stayed mostly even. The U.S. ranked number 6 in reading and 10th in science. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene wants the nation's high court to issue a decision. She and two other lawmakers were fined for refusing to wear masks on the House floor as required during COVID. More details at SRNnews.com.